Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We help people prosecute their injury claims for fair, thorough, legitimate compensation from the insurance companies, and we've been doing it for years, and we can help you. If you've been injured or if you have an injury question, just call us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website all for you. Listen, we've written 8 books on injury subjects. They're all on our website. They're free. You can download an e-copy of any of our 8 books free at any time at championsofthepeople.com. If you want a hard copy of any of our books, they're free too. And we cover a variety of different injury subjects, right? And we got more on the way, but you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We will send you a hard copy free of any or all of our books. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our shows are there, our books are there, and they're free for you. Okay, we cover a different subject each week in these injury shows. Today's subject is the value of you. What does that mean? The value of you. What is your value? What's your worth? What's your worth to an insurance company? What's your worth to the at-fault party's insurance company? Because they try to minimize your payout, reduce your payout, minimize your injuries, attack your medical records, attack your injuries. Can you win this war? Yes. Is it a war? Yes. But understand, you can prevail. You know, we tell you about all these ins and outs. We tell you about their attacks. We tell you about their strategies. But you can win the war. 303-795-5900. The value of you, Brad, is very important because we deal with these insurance companies all the time. We present injury claims, you know, and what we get back is some computerized algorithm value that doesn't match anything that what happened to the injured victim, our client, doesn't match anything of what happened to the family structure. And that needs to be sought after. It needs to be gone after. And that's what we do.
Right. You know, it's very interesting the way insurance companies work, because when they go to value a case, they'll at times value it, and I don't think they even look at the section at times that we put in talking about how it's affected the person and what it's done to the person and what it's done to that person's involvement in different activities and different things they're doing, and how that person adds value to the activities they do, and how that person gains value from those activities. And insurance companies tend to ignore that. Why? One, because they don't want to pay the money for it, obviously. Two, they really don't want to get to know you. You're just nothing more than a statistic. You're a number. You're somebody they're going to pay money to, or try to deny money to, or maybe do a little bit of both. And you're somebody that they just need to get off the charts. And so they go to the easiest way to value a case, and that valuation normally is how much are the meds and the medical bills, how much are the lost income, and let's throw a little bit in there for maybe some non-economic pain and suffering, usually very little, if anything, and let's get on down the road.
Right. You know what? If you got an injury question, you can call us anytime right now if you want to, 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. On our website, championsofthepeople.com, the homepage, there's a green telelaw button. We trademark protected that concept. We invented it. You can click on the green telelaw button. It will open up all the platforms you can use to contact and communicate with Bell and Pollock. You know, you can hire us on your injury case from your home, and we can do your case all the way through hiring us, through settlement and payment to you, and you never even have to come into our offices if you don't want to. If you want to, that's fine. We're completely safe, and we'll be glad to meet with you. We do it all the time. And so 303-795-5900. Brad just said a lot when we're talking about the value of you. They don't want to really get to know you, these insurance companies, but we do. Bell and Pollock, we do. How do we approach that? How do we approach your claim proving the value of you? And we're going to get into that in this show, but first I want to ask you a question. You know, if you couldn't do an activity, your favorite activity, If you were injured in a car crash and you couldn't do it for 6 months, whatever it is, let's say it's hiking. You couldn't do it. I mean, it's your passion. It's your dream. Maybe it's computer work. Maybe it's writing. Maybe you're an author. You couldn't do it for 6 months. What's that worth to you? Forget about a minute. Forget about the economic losses. You couldn't work. You lost wages. You lost salary. You lost contracts. You lost fees. You lost royalties. You lost commissions. Forget about that a minute. What about you? The value of you. You can't do this activity for 6 months. What if you can't do it for a year? What's it worth to you? Come on. And what if you can't do it? And Brad, let's cover this right now. What if you can't do it the rest of your life? Or you can try it, but it's impaired. You're slower. You can't enjoy it. You have to stop. You have to quit. And that's the factor of knowing you. And that's very important when we present an injury claim and when we try to prove your claim, including at trial.
Of course. And think about it. We get up in the morning and we self-value ourselves, and we should. And that value is tied to a number of different things. And because that value is tied to a number of different things, we have to learn to appreciate those things. We should not compare ourselves to others. We look at ourselves as our own value, and we start thinking about different things that we do what we're about to do, and we consider it to be valuable that we do it, both valuable for us and valuable for the team or for the activity or for what we're about to do. Now, take that away. You can't just say no big deal. You have to recognize each person that comes to the table or comes to the event or comes to work or comes to whatever they're doing has a value that they give, and they also get value from it. And because they get value from it, it's part of who they are. And they lose a part of that. They lose a part of who they are when they can no longer do those things. Now, then you start saying, is it something they do voluntarily, or is it something that's forced upon them? When we start saying if it's something forced upon them, we start talking about that. That's what happens in a crash. That's what happens when somebody drives negligently, or when somebody maintains their property negligently, or fails to maintain their property as they should, or fails to do what they should do in their driving, and it results in an injury. Sometimes it's a willful act and a wanton and a very disrespectful act that may heighten what should be done as far as recovery, and sometimes it's not. But the bottom line is, it's recoverable because a part of you that we don't say, here's a dollar and cents that you can automatically relate. Instead, it takes getting to know your client. It takes getting to know your case. It takes getting to know you. It takes finding out what you can and can't do, and maybe learning from people what the value is of that by determining what that has done to the person themselves. And it's kind of an you got to get inside the person. That's why when we talk about Gary, when we talk about the law firms or lawyers saying, well, what's your case worth? And I'm going to tell you what it's worth.
Just give me a call and I'll tell you what it's worth.
Yeah, just give me a call or just show up in the first meeting. I'll tell you what your case is worth. That's not really something you can do. It takes a lot of work. Can you start drawing parameters of what a case is worth? Can you start giving an idea? Yes. But every person's unique, and the failure to learn about the unique person can cause quite a problem.
You just said it all, Brad. Every person is unique. We have to study and enforce the value of you. That's today's subject. This is so important. It's very critical. A lot of injury attorneys don't do this. A lot of injury attorneys fall into the insurance company trap. What is that trap? Well, usually the insurance company, when they're adjusting or evaluating your claim to pay you, start with, well, how much were the medical bills? How much were your medical bills? That has nothing to do with the value of you. It is important. Yes, it's part of a case, of course, but it is a smaller part of the case. The bigger part of the case is you. How this accident or crash has affected you and your life. I'm telling you what, did you get your favorite activity a minute ago that I asked you about? You know, what is it worth if you can't do it for 6 months, a year, the rest of your life? Tell me, what's a dollar value that you put on your own one activity? There might be other activities you can't do. There might be other things that you cannot do because of this crash. You may not be able to work on your computer anymore. You may have had a concussion and you can't see the screen, or the letters come out double, or you have vision problems, or vestibular problems, or balance problems, and you can't do yoga anymore. You can't do the things you want to do. the value of you. But this has to be explored. This has to have a foundation on your claim to the insurance company and to be able to prove it. And you have to present this because every person is unique. You're not just a number. You know, at Bell & Pollock, listen, we don't just give you like a drive-by. You call our law firm, we send an investigator out or a non-attorney out. Here, sign these papers. We don't do that. We want you to come in. We want to get to know you, and that's just the beginning of the process. It is important. It's critical to know who you are. And at Bell & Pollock, we have a specific procedure or procedures to help us know you, help you know us, so we can present your claim, your injury claim from this car crash. That's our typical example. And so give us a call at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or 970-870-8989. Or just go to our website, right? What's our website? championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell & Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell & Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. Tell you what, we formed our law firm in 1984 with the sole vision and mission, right? The sole vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. When you've been injured in a car crash or a trauma or a slip and fall, or you've been injured on the job on a work comp matter, it affects you. It affects the value and the quality of your life. It affects the family structure. We know that. At Bell & Pollock, we understand that. In many ways, we invented some of the procedures we use to approach that. You come into Bell & Pollock, we get to know you. But in addition, we have developed over the years an entire set of questionnaires and forms that you fill out for us. Why? So we can get to know you, how important this is to you. Then we don't stop there. We go on to who in your life knows how this accident has affected you. Those are important people, right? And so a lot of times when the insurance company focuses on, well, what are the amount of medical bills? And let's look at your medical records. Does your personality, your integrity, your humanness, your qualities of life show up in your medical records? Yeah, probably not. I mean, some of those injuries show up there if you have L4, L5, if you need a fusion surgery or injection procedures in your neck. You can surmise or you can correlate how this has affected you and the value of you and the value of you and your life. But it's not a foolproof method. And so when the insurance company focuses on the amount of medical bills, what are they doing? They're kind of dispensing with you. You know, Brad, we fight this all the time. They just dispense with you. And when Brad and I present many, many times the value of you, your loss of quality of life, you know, your loss of recreational activities, your loss of work activities. Maybe you loved your job, maybe you didn't, but you love things about your life that you can't do anymore. When we present that, we try to present it in a special way applicable to you.
Yeah, it's recognizing the intangibles, and the intangibles not just in necessarily what's been you can see in the dollars and cents. It's recognizing the intangibles about the person and finding out what they're about. You know, the first thing is you as the attorney have to recognize the difference that your client makes in the activities that your client does. And once you start recognizing the difference that your client makes in their activities, you start getting an idea of how they are important to society, how they're important to the people with whom they interact. They're important in their activities, and that's been taken away. Now, you're saying, I'm sure people are listening going, well, that great, you've shown what happens to other people when that person gets taken away. And that's right. So then you have to take this extra point of view. You have to step back a little further and you have to say, what does that do to my client? If my client has the intangibles of being important and adds to the workforce or adds to the family or adds to the different clubs they belong to or adds to even one person, then what happens when that client can no longer enjoy and feel the comfort and feel the effect that they used to have of being somebody who could add to the building of the intangibles? And when the client starts not being able to do that, it can send the client into a tailspin, some depression. It takes away part of their structure, part of who they are. It takes away part of their identity. It takes away from them their pleasure and their joy of being able to bring something to the table. It's like, you know, compared to when you go to eat at a barbecue or at a company barbecue, and you're supposed to bring something. And you bring a food, and you bring a food that you like, that's special, and you think everybody's going to like, and you have been able to add to and contribute to the barbecue. Now imagine if you couldn't bring anything. If you're supposed to, if it's expected of you, or if it's something people appreciate, you've done it in the past for the last 5 years. You've brought that special dish that everybody loves and that people look forward to, and then for some reason you can't bring it again. It's not there. You just can't do it. How does that make you feel that you can't contribute, that you can't give it? What will it do? It'll make you feel less important to the barbecue. It'll make you feel less happiness at the barbecue. You might even skip the barbecue because you don't want to let people down, because now you can no longer contribute your special something to that barbecue or to that event.
Right. Let's just take that one small point. That was a great point by Brad. Let's take that one small point, right, of you can't go to the barbecue. So how much is freedom of choice worth to you? I mean, dollars-wise. Think about it. Tell me right now. How much is freedom of choice? We hear about it all the time. We want freedom. We have people saying we want freedom. You're infringing on my freedom. That's infringing on my freedom. You know, years ago, when they introduced seatbelts, people said that was infringing on my freedom. And it doesn't matter whether right or wrong. The point of the matter is, sometimes when you're injured in a car crash, you lose the choice, the freedom of choice, to do what you want to do. And so the insurance company, let's say you love to play golf, right? And the insurance company for the outfall party and the negotiation of your case will say, you know, you testified in your deposition, or you answered these questions and interrogatories that said you play golf about once every week, maybe once every 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more in the summer, etc. So that's no big deal. It was only it's only like 4 hours to play around the golf, a little over, maybe 4 hours and 15 minutes. So you lost 4 hours 1 week and 4 hours the next week. No big deal. No, wait a minute. It's a huge deal. But you have to prove it and make it a huge deal in your life. You have to have attorneys, Bell and Pollock, who understand these things, who prove these things, the value of you. And so it's not just that you lost 4 hours a week, right? Look at it this way, as I just discussed with you. Look at it this way. You lost the freedom of choice to play golf when you want to and to enjoy it. So in Brad's example of the barbecue, you lost the freedom of choice to contribute, to participate, to enjoy the camaraderie, to enjoy your cooking, to present your dish. You lost the freedom of choice. What's that worth to you? That's just a part of your injury claim. But as we see, a lot of attorneys fall into the trap, injury attorneys fall into the insurance company trap. Well, the medical bills, what are the amount of the medical bills? That's where they start. That's important. I just said it was. But it's part of your claim, yes. Can't deny that. However, Right? There's more to the story. There's more to your life. And that's how we approach it. And Brad, the value of you encompasses the whole being. So that's one way, not the only way. That's one way Bell and Pollock approaches your case.
It is, and you need to. And so here's what happens. You're always told, or hopefully you're told when you're growing up, when you're doing something, is that you need to recognize the difference you make in an event, the difference you make in doing things, the difference you make in a family. You know, there can't be any of you who don't sit there and say, what is the difference I make when being part of my family? Sit here right now. As you're listening to this show, what's the difference you make at your work? What's the difference you make at your family? What's the difference you make at the activities you go to? What's the difference you make to your children? What's the difference you make to your parents? What's the difference you make to different people in your lives, to your spouse? All right. So as a lawyer, it's our job to learn the difference you make in all your different events and try to and hopefully successfully project that to a jury or to people to understand that if some of that difference has been taken away because of your injuries, because of your limitations, because you can't think as clear, because you're always in pain or because you can't be at the event, the difference you make, and that's compensable to you, because how do you feel when you no longer make a difference? We all like to think we bring something to our work, we bring something to our family, we bring something to the event. We have our own self-value. The lawyer needs to get an idea of what that self-value is and determine what how much of a difference that makes and how it feels not to be able to do that. It can cause anxiety, it can cause depression, it can cause people to be even less healthy than they otherwise would be, and cause them all sorts of problems, emotional distress, because they no longer feel that they make a difference. And some of what they were able to do in making a difference, they can no longer do.
Today's topic, the value of you, right? The value of you. You can give us a call anytime. We're injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. And we can come to you if you can't come to us. 303-795-5900. Our telephone number again is 303-795-5900. Also, our telephone number is 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. But, you know, our website, championsofthepeople.com, it's an information-loaded website. You can access championsofthepeople.com from your desktop, your laptop, your iPad, your pad, your phone. It's easy. We make it easy to contact Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. At Bell and Pollock, that's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. This injury show is for you. If you've been injured or if you just have an injury question, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll be glad to help you. You get a free initial consultation and a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. What is that? Strategies against the insurance company. They have strategies against you. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have 8 books there. One of our new books is called Premises Liability. You ever wondered about the doctrine of attractive nuisance and how children get injured? You wonder about the, you know, daycare injuries, injuries on slip and fall, injuries in big box stores, slip on substances, trip on substances, products fall off the shelf and hit you, other accidents, other incidences. Bell and Pollock does cases all over the state of Colorado. We have years of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. Today's subject, the value of you. And Brad, I think people need to understand that, you know, insurance companies, they don't really get into that. They get into how much your medical bills and you, the injured victim, you don't really necessarily fit into their algorithm, and sometimes you don't fit into it at all.
No, you don't, because insurance companies, first of all, they don't want to add another element that they have to pay for. Second of all, they don't want this nebulous number out there or a concept out there that they can't put a finger on. And insurance companies aren't made to worry about you. They're made to worry about dollars and cents, and they go to a formula that is just dollars and cents. Instead of understanding where you might be a fulfilling aspect of a team or of an event or of a thing that's going on, and that fulfillment is now absent, and because that fulfillment is absent, because you can't be there, you feel the pain, you feel the disappointment, you feel the emotional problems, and now and while it should be compensable, it is compensable. It is something you're entitled to recover for. Insurance companies don't want to recognize it.
No, they don't. So the value of you is very important, but you need attorneys who understand that and are able to prove it. So we learn about you, and there's a variety of ways that we can't cover all in the air of how we do that, how we present your injury claim. But the value of you and your uniqueness and what this injury, car crash injury, has done to you, or maybe you're injured on a bicycle or a motorcycle, right? Or maybe an 18-wheeler, a big rig hits you. I mean, these injuries are devastating. They turn your life upside down, right? You lose your family structure. It affects the family structure. That's valuable. You're valuable. The intangibles in you are valuable. You need to be able to understand this and win the war. We can help you win the war. Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989. We're here for you. You can reach us 24/7. You'll be able to talk to a licensed attorney. Not just to drive by somebody that we send out to visit with you, not somebody that is a non-attorney. You don't initially talk to a paralegal at Bell and Pollock. I mean, some injury law firms are that way. They have intake people. They have investigators they send your way. We don't do that. You meet with a licensed attorney. You talk with a licensed attorney at Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989, or just go to our website. It's easy, championsofthepeople.com. You can forget that if you try. championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.